This is Pastor Ed Rice of Good Samaritan Baptist Church. We're out of town on Sunday, the 18th of December, visiting with family. And praise the Lord for Christmas. And so we're not going to be at the worship service at Good Samaritan on Sunday. But I did want to leave you again with this message outline that we preached on a Wednesday evening, the 14th, at our midweek Bible study time. And so I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and let folks know we will be back on the 25th, Christmas Day. That's our intention, to be back for our worship service. And so, Lord bless you. This, again, is the Penny Pulpit that I wrote after our Wednesday prayer time, message number 2251, Merry Christmas, Hebrews. What the Bible says, Good Samaritan Baptist Church's Penny Pulpit, by Pastor Ed Rice. The late evangelist Harold Boyd taught us well that, quote, Hebrews is a book to the Hebrews to convince the Hebrews that in Christ they were no longer Hebrews, unquote. Chapter 1 begins with sheer poetry, not rhyme and meter poetry, but poetry of profound thoughts, Hebrew poetry. There is no one like the Lord Jesus. He is Christ, the Messiah, Son of God, Creator of the universe. Chapter 2, there is nothing like so great salvation. 3, the Messiah is greater than Moses. 4, Christ is greater than the Sabbath. 5, the High Priest is a greater priest than all the Aaronic priesthood. Chapter 6 starts with Christ's 7 principles, first principles of the oracles of God, and ends with Jesus made an high priest forever. 7, the Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of the Most High God, by the word of God, is the Son of God, who is consecrated forevermore. In chapter 8, Hebrews' shadow of heavenly thing is replaced with this real high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. In 9, the shadow of ordinances, sanctuary, and sacrifice is done away because, in chapter 10, the perfect is come. Bible says, said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Hebrews 10:9. In chapter 11, the hall of fame for faith begins with faith defined. And chapter 12 stands the born again, saved by grace, blood bought believer, without fear, without quaking, standing sevenfold before God's Mount Zion. That's done via Hebrews 12:22-24. Boldly stand there, one, before the city of the living God, two, to an innumerable company of angels, three, to the church of the firstborn, four, to the judge of all, five, to God, the judge of all, five, to the spirits of just men made perfect, six, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and seven, to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. Merry Christmas to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. An essay for week number 51, December 18th, 2022. Lord bless you today.